recently, we sent two radio station interns into the future to bring back new music.
Whoa, we made it back safe.
With all this new music.
I'm sure going to miss that stripper bot, though.
Boy, she sure could vibrate.
Now Fonzie is beheaded by a flying CD.
Hey!
Please, leave the new music to the professionals. And now, a day in the life of System of a Down.
Welcome to the drive-thru. Can I take your order?
Yes!
Go ahead.
I would like to get an Egg McMuffin!
Egg McMuffin?
That's right! And an orange juice!
Orange juice?
Please!
Fizzle. Bang. Fizzle. Bang. So, how do you want to end your summer?
Let's get a little, like I was saying, I was going to get techie on your ass. We'll talk about the equipment you're using, because everybody always asks about this, because I have kind of an even number of VO folks and then, you know, imaging producers listening.
Right.
What kind of stuff you got in your studio, your mic, your preamp, your processing and all that?
I have no idea. Let me see. I have always been outgunned as far as that goes. I can't remember when, but I was literally the last person to adopt Pro Tools on Earth.
Really?
I think I probably was. Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I'm exaggerating. But I was on Odyssey for frickin' ever.
Yeah, there's a few people I've noticed that were like that.
Yes, and you know what? In some ways, just that analogness of the sound seemed to punch better at times. And I think that that's more testament, not the testament that Pro Tools has a weakness, just testament to my aptitude on it. I must have been on it till 2004.
Wow.
Six? I don't even know.
So does that mean, what can you use Waves plugins on an Odyssey? I don't know much about an Odyssey.
Oh, no, there is nothing.
Okay.
There is nothing. It is a bare bones 10 track recorder.
So like everything you do has to kind of be done outboard and then get in.
There are a couple of little plugs available in there, but I mean, they are no more than a reverb, which you can, you know, change the parameters on, you know, in the simplest possible way. A EQ, which you can, you know, do a basic EQ with, and there is a little time compression and expansion type feature. But beyond that, I mean, beyond the half dozen to a dozen, you know, also rans now, as far as Pro Tools goes, you know, as far as plugins go, there's nothing. I mean, you're pretty much stuck with delivering content.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe that's why I learned. Huh. But I love Pro. I could not go back. There's no way.
Are you on 8.0 yet?
I am not, and I'm seriously considering it. I have a, what do I have? I'm on an RE27 mic, which I still love. I run it through the Focusrite outboard. What is that thing called? Let me look. It's the Platinum VoiceMaster Plus thingy from Focusrite, and I run it through that. That thing has got every possible parameter on it that helps to make this mic come alive. And and other than that, outboard equipment, I have nothing. I love, as far as plugs, I love all the Waves.
Yeah.
I love all the usual suspects.
What are your favorite EQs to use on Waves?
Let me look here. EQs, I use everything. I use everything from the Q6s and the Q8s and the Lin EQ. What is the Filter Freak? I can't remember who that's by. Is that Sound Toys?
I don't know. Filter Freak?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Gefilte Freak? That's a good one as well. I use all the usual suspects. I'm outgunned as far as a lot of the plugins. I just, when I find something that's a really nice sound transformer or sound generator, I really always love those. I like the reactors and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I mostly like what I hear coming out of Ryan Dreen, who is doing country like it has no business being done.
Right, I'm sure. I'm sure you listen to my demos all the time.
You can't get that techie with me, you know, just for the record.
Okay.
If you're bored by tech talk, then listen to my interview. If you're not, if you need tech talk, you got to listen to Eric or Nick Daly.
Or Berlin. Or somebody.
Yeah.
He was good at that.
Absolutely.
Somebody asked about time compression, because it seems like your bits are just so, they're just hype. You know, they go fast. You're going from punch to punch, and it's just bam.
Right.
There's a lot of.
I think I've slowed some of that down. I learned the value of pausing in comedic timing.
Okay.
And that's really helped me. And the other real, you can start with, two people can start with a script, and one can make that exact script funny as hell, and the other one can sound droll and dry, and it's all timing and layering the conversation. And the two biggest tricks that I would give as far as that would be stopping like normal conversations do, but then at other times talking over each other like normal conversations do. It just feels more natural that way. If everything's got its exact space and time in the universe, it comes off a little more rehearsed, a little more like a script. And so I've gotten exceptional at staggering the conversation and leaving pregnant pauses, and other times having the two talk over each other. And if you can find a way that, you're not missing anything while that's going on, then it just makes it feel so much more natural.
Do you still use a lot, if any, time compression, when you're doing the VO to make much quicker?
I do, not as much. My stuff is slowed down, partially a calculated move, partially because I'm old. But I still do some time. It's usually time compression. It's hardly ever time expansion. Obviously, radio is dictating that as well. Yeah. I will usually go through once. I'll read it kind of fast though too, and try to make it seem like the speed I'm talking now, which sounds more like a conversation. And then I will at the end of it, after I've got it actually working, after I've moved every possible element around in addressing each other in the conversation, I will probably at the end see if it helps to go through and go to certain lines and speed them up just a notch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't used to do that. I used to kind of overall speed up the whole thing. Part of that was that was worlds easier on the Odyssey. And part of it was that I was just a hyperactive mofo. I kind of liked the idea that you wouldn't hear everything on the first pass, and I don't like that idea anymore.
Well, you don't, because I still kind of like that idea. I like that you can produce something that needs to be listened to 4-5 times. Because
right. You know what? I think you can still do that. I think that the mistake that I was making in that was they still have to listen to it 4 or 5 times because there's car noise in the background. They just rolled down their car window. Somebody coughed, in the office, or they farted, there's other distractions, and nobody's a perfect listener. I mean, God knows I'm not.
Right.
And, so I have to give a little more leeway. I don't want to call it dumbing down, cause I don't think it is, just to presume that we're the only thing going on in somebody's life is a little bold,
Another little technical trick that a question was sent in asking you specifically about was beat matching. What? Yeah. I kind of guess I know what your answer might be, but how do you do it? What tricks, software, types of things are you doing to get that? If you're just beat matching tracks, but also if you're just putting sounds together on beat and everything's just kind of comes together with your stuff, how are you doing that?
You know what I'm doing that? The way that everybody else is doing that. It's a little tiny bit of MIDI in the Pro Tools, but I'm way too lazy to get too deep into that. So a lot of it is just time compression type of, speeding one element or slowing another element and beat matching on the Pro Tools. Other than that, I love Acid. I always have.
You're right.
And
okay.
Every time it's come out. And I'm also Pro Tools on PC because I don't know why, but I am.
I am too.
And I love it. And so that's why I'm talking Acid. I know there's some great garage band type stuff that you can put together a whole album on if you're savvy with it, for the Mac. I've not been, as a producer, Eric Chase is accuracy personified. Mm. I am more of a broad strokes person. I need to get it done. It needs to be appealing sound wise. Beyond that, I am way more concerned with content, making it do something that maybe the other station, doesn't make that short 10-second website driving, sweeper do, and still making it short and novel and not an annoyance. Mm-hmm. I'm much more into the content and making a conversation work, because comedy is about conversation working.
Yeah.
And so I get much more into that. A lot of times I will shortcut in ways that Eric Chase would find unconscionable. And that's why he's my guru.
People have also asked, and I'm actually really curious about this, sort of day in the life. You already told me you have plenty of distractions. But I guess, how much are you voicing now throughout the day? How much are you actually producing?
I am not doing a lot of voiceover other than I do offer it for stations now that are subscribers of Frostbites. You know, they can just send along scripts as they need them. It's also part of the contract. It's not just a friendly thing that I do a certain amount of recorder for the stations that are subscribing. I just started that this year. It's you know, it's a great idea, and it's much easier if I'm throwing together a whole shell to give them my voice also, should they want to use my voice instead of using mix outs and using their own announcer, to just go ahead and give them all their positioning statements and everything else that they need. Yeah. So other than that, I do not do a lot of freelance outside voicing. I do 98.7 FM here in LA. Yeah. The reason I don't do a lot of outside voicing is that with a service like this, you pretty much have to do it with the stations that have the service. I can't have my voice on two stations when I'm promising exclusivity of everything on Frostbites. Sure. I'd love to help people. You know, I don't know how many of them really need my voice. I don't think it's that great.
it's very unique.
It is versatile.
Yeah,
I can do many different voices.
You are very versatile. Yes.
Some of them are good voices. as long if somebody is a subscriber and would like stuff above and beyond what I'm now just giving them freely as a subscriber as Frostbites, I would certainly consider that.
So it sounds like Frostbites is kind of taking up most of your time then now. That's
Frostbites is my first love. Actually, my second love in radio, and K-Rock was my first, and it lets me act out.
Yeah.
It lets me act out in inappropriate ways, that if I did it in a restaurant with people that hardly know me, I would be thrown out of the restaurant. It lets me act out in ways that that have made many girlfriends leave. I get to channel all my oddness through it. And I've really rededicated myself starting this year to taking care of my baby, because it is my baby and it's taking care of me. And I feel bad that you haven't actually had a subscribing station in a while, because stuff like Crazy Chick is just going nuts.
Yeah, I feel bad too.
It's a series that's going on right now.
Let's play.
People seem to love
it. I'm glad you brought that up, actually. I wanted to play that. This is something. How long's Crazy Chick been going on for?
Crazy Chick, I just set up this summer, and it's a weekly little series that I put up every Monday, figuring that you may have run into a Crazy Chick over the weekend. And it is probably an amalgamation of every exotic dancer and other odd, crazy women that I've run into. And a lot of it's made up, but a lot of it's not. And here you go. Hey, you're crazy chick, but you're so good, I'm on top of it when
I... Yoo-hoo, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey, frosted flaky. Wake up!
What? God, Carol.
Hi.
How'd you get in my... What are you doing here?
I know, right? It's like, I'm here, but why? I mean, it's not like I slept over at the foot of the bed or anything.
Yeah. Get out of my apartment.
And here.
What is that?
I made you this paper mache beaver with real human teeth.
Human teeth?
You want me to hurt a beaver?
All right, get out of...
Oopsie.
Why am I naked?
Someone has back hair. Want me to shave it?
Get out.
Ooh, ooh. Do you have blackheads?
Ow! Hey, you're crazy chick.
There are times that I see things and I'm like, why the hell did I not do that? And every time I do, I kick myself in the teeth like most people do. Like everything on the Sarah Silverman show on Comedy Central. I go, why did I not make fun of abortions in that way? you know, or whatever it happens to be.
Right.
I'm not really looking anymore to shock and confuse. There's not a lot of room for that in radio anymore to make people think and stuff. But entertainment, it belongs, you know, entertainment will always belong somewhere in our psyche. And if it bleeds out of radio, then, you know, time to look elsewhere and provide content to websites, cell phones, whatever else happens to be the thing that needs content.
It does seem, it seems like you're obviously a pretty humble guy.
And I have been less humble.
And you know, you've built in some more humbleness in your days.
I am just trying to be grateful. and trying to be a better human, trying to be the best version of me, just on a personal level that I possibly can. And realize it's not about me. And I've, you know what, I've always appreciated other people's work, that is not mine. Just because good stuff is good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I work on that. I work on trying to be humble, trying to be grateful.
But do you fully know kind of how many people are out there thinking, you know, Frost is the reason I'm doing this, or how many people you affect on a daily basis just by doing your job?
I have no idea how many of those people are. It's mostly producers or program directors.
Yeah.
And I really love it, and I really am so taken aback. I love to go out there and just do something that's semi-honest by me, and I would do it probably just to entertain myself anyway. Yeah. And to find a niche or to find a business where it'll work, you know, aka radio entertainment, it's been a godsend for me. I didn't, you know, graduate high school, you know, and just did this to piss my dad off, but I have so much fun doing it. And I don't remember your question.
I just
how'd you get this number?
It's just fun to talk to you finally in this way and know that, I mean, I'm serious. I've done 14 or 15 of these episodes with some pretty big name people, and I think your name has come up every time.
Well, God bless all those people. Those people are wise and deserve all the success in the world, because clearly they have great
exactly. And so, they know talent.
There's the ego.
There you go. No, I think a little ego is all right for everybody.
There's the talent. God damn it. Recognize.
Two more main, well, they're not long questions, but two more main things here, because I know you got stuff to do. You got to go out.
I certainly do.
We got to go Skybar or something tonight.
Are you going to Skybar?
No, really? No, I'm in Dallas.
Oh, you're making fun of the LA thing.
I was sort of making fun of the LA thing.
You know what? The only way they'll let me in Skybar is if I bring six hot women.
Yeah, but that... My sister's in LA, so I could probably, you know,
yeah, well,
she
that was
help
probably information
me.
You shouldn't have fed me.
Yeah, wow, that was a mistake. Yeah, and she's a lesbian and is moving tomorrow, so.
That sounds great. My daughter's going to be a lesbian or a nun. I don't want to meddle.
That's like
I don't care which. She's three.
That episode of Scrubs when I'm not telling my daughter she has a vagina until she's 18. And
that's right.
He's like, well, it might have already come up.
It might have already come up because my ex baby mama's an exotic dancer and has a pole in the house. But other than that,
well, good luck with all that.
Yeah.
Future of you've talked about how radio has sort of been getting, and we all know that brevity is everything. And what do you kind of see? I mean, you've been kind of a trendsetter, especially in the realm of the alt radio and the rock radio. What do you kind of see happening to guys like me that are just kind of trying to be creative and earn a living and do the imaging? And, you know, where do you think it's all going?
That's a tough question. What are you all of a sudden freaking? I see. I can't even name somebody. I was gonna say Dan Rather.
Yes,
that's old. What are you, Kitty?
Is he still alive?
Oh no, wait, she's out too. I wish I had the answer to that. First of all, I don't know if I was a trendsetter, except for that I was very fortunate to be in a high-profile thing doing something kind of novel, and some people you know, emulated that. So maybe I set a trend. I don't know. Maybe I'm too hard on myself. What is the answer, though? I don't know what the answer is for me next. I mean, I know that as radio downsizes and then downsizes again ad infinitum, one guy in San Antonio with a laptop will be programming everywhere at some point, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to be me, and I'm pretty sure I don't want it to be me. So,
Wait, what about a service like Frostbites? Do you think that with the downsizing and you know, one programmer for 10 stations and one producer for 10 stations, is your service actually going to be more important?
I'm going to try to make it more important. That has been my focus as of late, is just giving people time to do all their jobs, because there's less people at every station, and the MD/PD/afternoon guy who has to do production too could use as much freeing up as possible. So I'm trying to make everything usable, everything take place of something that might have taken 15, 20, 30 minutes out of his day, you know, if it's just a short sweep or, you know, whatever it happens to be. But I still want to make it novel. I don't want to I'm not happy when I do when I do less than making something novel or creative or different.
Mm.
And so that's so important. And hopefully, Frostbites and Chase Cuts and the like will help to free time, you know, free people up and give them more time to get these things accomplished. Because who knows what the future holds? I mean, video supposedly killed the radio star a long time ago, and so you know we're living on borrowed time. Okay. Seems like every new technology that comes out makes radio look a little more obsolete, and so it's tough to know exactly what all the talented people out there are going to be doing. Maybe shoe sales. We may need to start some giant pool of producers that maybe overrun a small island nation and make our own priorities and make one radio station, and we each just do one sweeper. It's a lot easier on all of us, but we get lots of free love. I don't know, just all the things that are important to producers.
Kind of like the Pirate Bay of,
right,
of
exactly.
producers. Yeah. Now to my final question. I ask everybody that I interview this. It's sometimes an extremely easy question, and other times you'll say, dude, I can't answer that.
Okay, I can answer anything. It's just whether it's a useful answer
or okay, not. We'll be the judge of that. One key piece of advice that you would give, and you can make it general to, you know, the radio imaging producer, the voiceover person, whoever, that you would give somebody in this business of radio to succeed. That you've picked up, or that's just, you know, the key.
Well, the obvious, God, I hate to say this. The obvious one is what my dad told me. Don't get into radio.
Do you really mean
that's
that?
That's the obvious one. It's just so uncertain what's going to go down with radio. If you have to be in radio.
Yeah.
If you have to be in radio.
Uh-huh.
Be Howard Stern, I guess. Rush Limbaugh. I don't know the answer to that. To succeed? Really? I keep looking back and going, what the hell? How did I get here? Try something different. Learn everything you can first. When you first get into a radio station, learn everything you can. You never know whether you're going to excel at that, you know, scheduling music or doing weekend right. shifts on New Year's when they finally come up and nobody can cover them. Learn about production. Learn everything you can when you first get there, but then bring something new and ask questions. And there's no guarantee to making it radio. There's my advice.
I would normally say, awesome, let's leave it. But I gotta ask, for real, do you really think people should not, like this, like you really think like your dad did?
You know what? That never occurred to me until you asked the question that I sounded like my dad, who I've based my whole career on proving wrong. But if some high school kid came up to me and said, I'm not going to graduate high school because you didn't graduate high school. And you did well in your choice profession. I would have to say that's just a jackass asinine idea. You know, I went to a month from graduation and I said, I'm in radio. I'm not going to go to high school anymore. My dad said, you're crazy. You got to go to high school. You're a month from graduation. You just got to show up and you'll have your diploma. And I went, I don't have to. And, you know, it was just, I can't give that advice to anybody else. Lightning struck, and I was the luckiest mofo on earth. And so when it comes to getting into radio, I wish everybody would answer that in their own minds that's listening to this interview. Yeah. Everybody that's in radio now, would they recommend someone getting into radio now? Ask yourself. I don't know the answer to that. I don't pretend to have all the answers to this. And you know what? Somebody's going to come along younger than me and younger than Eric and revolutionize this shit at some point. And when they do, I want to buy them the Denny's, you know, senior citizen discount.
Grand Slam at least. Dinner. Grand Slam.
Or something. Yeah. And you know what? God bless them when they do, because they deserve it. and bring it and bring something new.
Good.
Because things reinvent, things swing back around.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
I try to reinvent everything, every chance it occurs to me, as I'm sure does Eric, as I'm sure does every producer that, you know, has ever had an original thought or strung together other people's original thoughts to make something new. Somebody's gonna reinvent it. Somebody's gonna kick ass at it, and so I don't know the roadmap to getting there. Be true to what sounds good to you. I always just tried to entertain myself, yeah. And then by osmosis, everybody else saw the honesty in it, you know?
That's so cool, man. Can I say sincerely thank you for your time? It's
my pleasure. If you find anything usable in there, God bless you.
it's not, all usable.
Sucks to be
it's
you.
It's all usable. No editing was done on this interview. John Frost. Yeah. Now, before, real quick, frostbitesonline.com, but that's kind of just a landing page. Do you have a John Frost imaging site or anything like that, or...?
I do not have an imaging site outside of my Frostbites Online stuff. The reason that I can't open that up for people to hear, obviously, is that I'm promising exclusivity to each station in their city, or at least to their cluster if they want to share it, you know, among signals, and doing VO only for them. So I can't really, also soliciting VO on my own thing. You can find John Frost on Facebook, which I do a lot. I throw a lot of my... You know what? If you were to go to my Facebook right now, you'd hear the Crazy Chick, several of the Crazy Chick episodes,
cool.
And several other novel new approaches on doing things short but good.
Cool.
Or short but novel. And I throw things up on the Facebook and the MySpace very often. I think it's Frost1067 on MySpace, or you can just look up John Frost, which is my actual true name.
Yeah, I'll post links on my site, podcast page, show notes. I'll find the links to those things and make it easy for people right there.
Super cool. I really appreciate the chance to talk to you guys and to talk to producers. I don't get to talk to a lot of producers that I've heard a lot of stuff from and that I really admire. And so keep doing it, all y'all.
Right on. Thank you so much, John.
All right, dude. I'll talk to you later.
Radio is getting smaller, downsizing, shrinking. And now that you're the PDMD production guy who does afternoons, how can you cut through from back here? From longtime K-Rock LA creative producer John Frost.
Tens of thousands of files online.
With new ones every day, focusing on making your life easier. Short, sweet.
Ready, cut and paste.
Round one. Can short still be fun?
Sweepers, starters, stagers.
Music now.
Hi, I just teleported in from the future to tell you you're gonna love this new song later. See ya.
New music.
New music power up.
No, you're not dreaming. You're actually hearing music in the morning.
Oh, baby.
Now you're dreaming.
Back to music.
But first, beautiful people meet a bridge troll.
Was that Courtney Love?
Now back to music.
All right, there it is. That's just a partial little sampling of the Frostbites demo. And I posted the entire thing on my website, show notes page. Just just hit the show notes and you'll see it'll link to either download it and listen or to play it. You can also find it on the Premier Radio site. It's not like a secret file. It's out there for everyone to hear. But it's really good production and it's about 4 minutes long if you want to go check that out. Also, a couple links on the site. If they're not there right this second, that means you're downloading the episode like seconds after I posted it. But check back, then I'll have links to Frost's MySpace and Facebook. He said it was totally cool if you want to hit him up there, and I know he'd love to hear from producers of all ilks all around the world, because it's pretty cool. It's been a pretty international listening base to this thing. I have now, I think I've gotten emails from like 40 countries, like literally, it's crazy. The Philippines recently. Wow, I'm gonna feel really stupid here. Fiji is a country, isn't it? God, I'm an idiot. That's why I work in radio. My dad is literally a rocket scientist, and I make noise. So it's been really fun to hear from everybody. Keep sending in your questions, your guest requests. Let's see here. I've actually talked to Nick Daly. I am going to have him on an episode someday. Still looking after the guys that are... I've talked to like four different K-Rock or KROQ producers in time now. Still looking to get the guys that are currently working at KROQ in LA, but they're it's just a time issue and nobody has time, and you know they'll come to it when they want to, but those guys are still on the agenda. A couple big time voice talents still in the works. I try not to give too many names now as preview because, like I said, people just they find the time to do it when they can. But that's really all I got. I'll waste no more of your time. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Another episode coming within the next 3 to 4 weeks. And I hope you have yourself a great little weekend or week or month, depending on when you're finding this, or possibly year. Have a great decade. Bye.
The producers. Send your questions, feedback, guest requests, love, and of course, constructive criticism to show at RyanOnTheRadio.com. Episodes available through iTunes, other podcast sites, and RyanOnTheRadio.com. We thank our guests for their expertise and time. We thank you for listening.